part two, or the second day, as we continue our journey. It's called Holy Week, or the Passion of the Christ, as we head towards Passover. And yesterday we talked a bit about Jesus's triumphant entry, and we're talking about Hosanna, the appropriate term for your majesty. We reminded ourselves we're in a kingdom with a king, and we are faithful followers. And so today I wanted to take you to one of the more aggressive moments in Jesus's journey as he heads towards Calvary and the cross. It's a bit aggressive because he confronts something in the temple. As he's sort of heading there. And it's in Mark chapter 11, verse 15. I'm reading out of the Amplified. It fills in a few blanks, helps you understand it. So if you've got the time for it, you should use it. Verse 15 says, "Then they came to Jerusalem. He entered the temple grounds and began driving out with some force the people who were selling and buying animals for sacrifices in the temple area, and overturning the tables of the moneylenders who made a profit exchanging foreign money for temple money, and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry their merchandise and goods through the temple grounds by showing disrespect and using it as a shortcut. And began to teach and say, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations." In fact, one translation says, "My father's house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. But you've turned this into a den of robbers. And the chief priests and the scribes, when they heard about it, began to search for a way to kill him. For they were afraid of him, since he entered the crowd and struck them with astonishment with his teachings." You know, there's quite a lot in that passage of scripture that's worth bearing in mind. Jesus comes to the temple, and one of the things he does before he goes to the cross is he cleans it up. And I am so struck by his determination to keep God's house authentic. And when we think about Passover and we think about heading towards the cross, we remind ourselves what the church is, what the church should never become, what the church should hold close to its heart, and why you should be part of church. Jesus gets there, and one of the first things he does is he clears out all the people selling animals. Now, it sounds like an odd thing, but the temple was this big court, right? And inside of the court, or open court, and inside of the courtyard was the temple itself. And people were selling animals there for others to buy to sacrifice. And so the frustration was at the idea of selling your salvation. The idea of paying your own price more than the price that Jesus paid. The idea of an organization or a gathering or a group of people ever making you suffer for your salvation when it is so freely given by grace. And that idea still has to be kept out of the church. You don't make people pay a price in order to be saved. You freely and willingly share the gospel, and you don't make them suffer through an obstacle course of either obligations, duties, transactions. You don't do that. You first welcome everybody in freely into the kingdom of God, and then you let the Lord outwork in their lives what actions they should take, what restorations they should fulfill, what tasks they should do, and what things they should abandon. But what you don't do is you make it harder. Don't make it harder for people to be in God's house. And Jesus wasn't having any of that. So he made sure that the real cost of worship was borne by Christ and received by us. And that's still a big deal. You know, the church should never become a place where people feel like they're obligated in a way that makes them feel inferior. So Jesus cleans that out. And then he does the second thing he cleans out. He doesn't allow people to use the temple as a shortcut. So it was a pretty big place in the middle of town, and people use it as a shortcut for all kinds of things. But that idea, the shortcut idea, is really important. He cleaned out the courtyard and said, the courtyard is for people who really want to come to worship. It's not a place to do business. It's not a place to make deals. It's not a place to cut corners. It's not a place to be underhanded. The house of God is a pure place. The courtyard is a clear place. And he made sure that the motive was right and that people weren't disrespectful. I think that's something that's really so powerful. When I think about the value of the cross and the value of this week and the Passover weekend, I think about how that the church should be free for people to receive salvation freely given, freely I receive, freely I give. And then it should also be, the courtyard should also be pure. The motive of our worship should be right, and no shortcuts. And I really want to encourage you to think about this coming week. Lord, no shortcuts in my life. I don't want to cut a corner and think I get away with it. And Jesus was pretty aggressive about get rid of that idea. It's not appropriate, and get it out. And then he reinforces something about the purpose of the church. He says it's supposed to be a place, a house of prayer for all nations. He makes the church wide open. He says not only those who can afford to buy a sacrifice, not only those who have other business at the church. That's not the point of the church. The point of the church was for everyone, every age, every skin color, every background, every economic status. It's a place where we're all equal, because in prayer, we become equal. The moment we pray, we declare that we are under the submission of someone greater. All of us equally so. I think there's something really powerful about that idea, and I know it's so confronting, but remember, this is a pretty hectic moment. I mean, Jesus is, one translation says he made a whoop and sort of chased them out the temple. But let's make sure, as we head towards Passover, that the house of God won't fall into those three traps again, that it'll never accumulate sort of a status of costs and make people suffer for being saved in some kind of way, that the temple will never be a place of shortcuts, and it'll never be a place with motives other than worshiping Christ. And that thirdly, that the temple will always fulfill its primary calling, which is open door for all nations everywhere. It's one of the things I find remarkably beautiful about Father's house, is that for God's hand to be upon us, that people from every walk of life, some who walked for miles to make it to a bus stop and get to church, and others who have the privilege of their own transportation, but somehow as we gather, whether your finances are overflowing or under strain, we gather and we're one. And Jesus wanted to reinforce that, and it remains so today. And so the Passion of the Christ, the Passover, the Holy Week, is not just about look at what Christ did, it's also about look what I'm going to do. And when we have communion together, we're going to remember that. We're going to say we're one body. We break bread together. We say we're one body, and we keep our hearts pure. And Jesus cleaned the temple as one of his final acts, just days, within the week before his sacrifice. It was a big deal. So I hope that's been helpful to you this morning, everybody, as we get ready for your day. Pray for us here too. I'm filming most of today, bits and pieces that have to be added to our Passover services, Friday and Sunday. And it's really going to be cool. We've taken out all the stops in preparing for our services, both online and in person. So think about that, and get a friend to come with you. You can have 250 in JBay. Get your neighbor. Make it 250. Same for you today. You're almost there. And Cape Town, you'll be gathering too. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so very much that we have the privilege of a pure faith, and we can express it in a pure way. And we thank you, Lord, for the purity of the body of Christ. And we pray, Lord, that you will remind us as we celebrate Passover in a couple of days, that our heart must be right, our motive must be right, that the temple is not a place to make people suffer, but a place to have people find salvation. That it is a place for people of all nations, all across the world, who can gather as equals under one Father in the leadership of one King. And we acknowledge that today. And finally, Lord, we thank you that we will never use the temple as an opportunity for shortcuts, that we'll stick to the foundations as they have always been declared, the true and original gospel, unedited, as you had shared it with us. And we thank you for the privilege of that. Be with us today. Make this an incredibly fruitful day. And we'll give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.